Talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, strap in. It is the Alex Jones Show. Obviously, I am not Alex Jones. It is August 24th, Sunday. They're kicking off the DNC, and Alex is down in Denver. He's going to be calling in live. He just got there, I think, about 1 or 2 hours ago. I'm not sure what he's seen. If you listen to the nice little five-minute propaganda piece they play before the show, you'll know that Cindy Sheehan and Cynthia McKinney were both there speaking. And obviously, you'll also know that vaccinations are healthy for you. That kind of made me sick. I didn't really want to talk about that little news blur. But if you believe that, Lee, that there are no links between autism and the vaccinations with mercury in them. Let me repeat that. Mercury, very bad. It's in the thimerosal, yes. It is a preservative used in almost every vaccine. And it does cause brain damage and autism. Get with it. We're not going to be really talking about that subject matter, but we are going to be talking about the new NIST report that came out this week. Total whitewash, of course, fire for the first time ever, brought down a 47-story skyscraper in under 7 seconds. They ignored the evidence of molten metal, acted like it didn't exist. They discredited the use of explosives because they said the decibel levels recorded on the videos and the eyewitness testimony showed that there was no way that explosives could have been used. Yet they did not look at the thermite hypothesis, in which you would not have had these decibel levels. So we're going to be playing a clip from CNN where one of our InfoWars freelance reporters actually got in. And believe it or not, folks, when he asked the question, they shut the lights off on him. Yeah, that didn't happen to any of the mainstream media cowing down to these number of assertions. Let me tell you how this went down. Now, normally, when you do scientific experiments and you do them in computer models, you will take a beam and you will equate it with the physical properties of that steel beam, okay? You'll apply physics to it. They did no such thing with these animations. Let me repeat that. They did no such thing with these animations. They basically made an animation grid based on the blueprints of the building, and then because of what they thought happened due to their eyewitnesses, they had it fall from the inside. It's funny because only one of the beams disconnected, apparently due to quote-unquote thermal expansion, and then all the other beams followed around it from the center of the building. Now, they ruled out that it had anything to do with these diesel fuel tanks, which they initially blamed it on. You would think these huge diesel fuel tanks may have been able to cause some serious damage. I mean, if they had actually exploded like they said, these were large fuel tanks by generators, folks. So, yeah, maybe. But didn't have that damage. They also had to back off of their ludicrous claim that up to one-fourth of the building, 10 stories, was scooped out of World Trade Center Building 7. Listen, I'm from New York. I've seen the skyline there. I've been by the new 7. I was by the old 7. I've been in the World Trade Center before. Okay, there's no way that 10 stories of the building was scooped up. How do I know this? Well, I have videotape inside the building. It's in my upcoming film, Fabled Enemies, which will be dropping on August 31st on PrisonPlanet.tv and for the rest of the world on September 1st. You can get that at Infowars.com. We're going to be playing some trailers from that and a clip of Joey B, a little teaser. Who's Joey B? Well, Joey B is Joe Biden, who has recently been tapped to be the vice presidential nominee under Barack Obama. And we're going to get into some Joey B talk a little bit later. But I really want to concentrate on 7 now. Now, our reporter gets in there. His question is not answered. Now, they said that they would be more than willing to take information from those who had it. Well, they haven't taken ours. They said they talked to people inside the building. Well, I've talked to somebody inside the building. If you're by a computer, you're listening to this online, or you're on your way home, type in a name called Barry Jennings. Now, Barry Jennings was a housing authority worker who happened to be in World Trade Center 7 prior to the second plane strike. He went up the stairs with a city corporation council, the head of the city corporation council, Michael Hess, who now heads up Giuliani Partners with Rudy. He was up there to meet Rudy because Rudy was there for the drills they were running that morning earlier in the day. And to their surprise, all the doors were locked. They couldn't get in. So they went back down. The firefighters took them up through a freight elevator. And when they got inside, they said there were still half-eaten sandwiches. There was still coffee that was still hot. And they were in there as the second plane struck. Now, And they soon realized that they needed to get out of there. Now, the Office of Emergency Management, where they went to, was finished in 1999. It had its own bunker. It was bomb-resistant. It was where all the local authorities were supposed to go in the case of an emergency, whether that be a terrorist attack, a hurricane, or an earthquake. Okay, this building was sound. So they realized they have to get out of there because one of Barry's uppers calls them up and says, listen, get out of that building right now. So they start going down the stairwells. They get down to about the eighth floor, between the eighth and the sixth floor. Huge explosion from underneath them before either tower has collapsed. Now, Barry told this to the FEMA report, and he also told this to the 9/11 Commission. Of course, if you've read the 9/11 Commission report, you'll find out that, in fact, there is no mention of Building 7 other than in a footnote. So I would like people to pass this information along to NIST. Keep telling them, well, we have this information. We have people inside. They also discredited by not acknowledging the molten metal that was, you know, molten steel and iron, which would have taken about 2,800 degrees Fahrenheit to start. These pools of molten metal that were there, they just said they don't exist. However, if you take a look at my film, Loose Change Final Cut, we show numerous examples, including the NASA thermal imagery, that they do indeed exist. Well, I want to play this clip. Hopefully these guys are listening to me right now. I want to play this CNN World Trade Center 7 NIST clip where Wolf Blitzer declares the mystery is solved. It's there. All right, guys, you got that queued up? All right, let's play it up.
Plus, it's the 9/11 collapse that had conspiracy theorists buzzing. Now the final word on what really happened. I'm Wolf Blitzer. You're in the Situation Room. The Twin Towers of the World Trade Center weren't the only buildings that crumbled on September 11th, 2001. A neighboring building, the World Trade Center building number 7, also came down, but no one was sure why. Until now. Let's go to Deborah Farrick. She's working the story for us. Deb, what are the experts now saying?
Well, Wolf, there's a new report, and the findings come after 3 years of studying the collapse of Building 7 just across from the North Tower. This was done using complex computer models, detailed analysis, and eyewitness accounts. So why doesn't everyone buy it?
It has been a mystery since 9/11. Why did World Trade Center Building 7 collapse nearly 7 hours after the Twin Towers fell? Was it diesel fuel in the building? Or planted explosives? A controlled demolition of government offices, as conspiracy theorists allege in films like Loose Change. A team of scientists and engineers authorized by Congress says there's only one answer, and it's conclusive.
The collapse of World Trade Center 7 was primarily due to fires. This is the first time that we're aware of that a building over 15 stories tall has collapsed primarily due to fire.
Shyam Sunder, the study's lead investigator, says fires ignited by falling debris from the towers burned so hot they created a phenomenon in which steel and concrete floors failed, causing floors to buckle and a key column to cave.
For the first time, we have shown that fire can induce a progressive collapse.
Fires burned out of control on 6 of 10 floors in Building 7, where New York City's multi-million-dollar emergency command center had recently been built. And because the city's water main was cut when the towers fell, sprinkler systems in the building did not work. Still, conspiracy theorists and others were not swayed by the new findings.
I hear quite a number of bare assertions here.
Investigators say they did consider certain so-called conspiracy theories, but none held up.
Alternative theories are really, none of them have been found to be credible.
Fire expert Glenn Corbett analyzed the...
All right, let's cut the clip. They're going to make this into a housing issue, you know, a codes issue, when they didn't even look at any of the alternative information. They didn't look at the molten metal, folks. Okay, that same guy, S. Shyam Sunder, is the reason that they said 25% of the building was scooped out. Give me a break. We're going to be back after this. I'm Jason Burmis filling in for Alex. Alex is going to be calling in. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to four license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601, or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes subbing in. I'm going to be doing the weekday show until Thursday as Alex is at the DNC. Lots of exciting things going on at the Democratic National Convention. Hopefully Alex is going to be on the inside. But he's also in the park where they have a permit protest there just 1,000 feet away. And you can check all that stuff out over at Infowars.com. We're going to be broadcasting live from several different cameras, doing live reports from the DNC. Because you got to understand, folks, this is not about the left or the right, Republican or Democrat, conservative or liberal. It's all nonsense, okay? They're all owned by the same corporate elite. And that's why we're going to get into Joseph Biden right now. Joey B. Okay. Joey B. has been around for a while. He's wanted to be president for a while. He's been taking part in the debates. I believe he was in both the 2004 and 2008 race for the Democratic nomination. And he is a old-time good old boy. How do I mean? Well, he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and back in 1992 for the Wall Street Journal actually wrote an article entitled, and you can go check this out yourself, How I Learned to Love the New World Order. Now, a lot of you out there think the New World Order doesn't exist. It's a figment of my imagination. Well, later we're going to play Georgian President Saakashvili talking about how Russia is against the New World Order, because Saakashvili is a big pro-New World Order guy. He's been wanting to get into NATO, become part of this world system. He sent the third largest amount of troops into Iraq on behalf of the United States. They're slowly withdrawing for their conflict there, but they've been waiting again to be granted NATO status, become part of this quote-unquote world power. Now, the New World Order here, if you start talking about it, you're a kook, you're a tinfoil hat wearer, you're a wrestling fan. Well, people like Gordon Brown, who run the UK, folks, prime minister over there, use the term all the time. We might even play that clip for you. He literally talks about a New World Order and the United Kingdom's place in that New World Order and how it's more than just a global order, but it will actually be an order in which we set policy. So Joseph Biden knows about the New World Order, has talked about it before. I wish I could pull the clip where he actually asks Roberts when he was going for a Supreme Court. He was going to be a member of the Supreme Court. And Joseph Biden actually asked him what his position would be if the United States governments would like to put RFID chips in humans, and said that, yes, you will make that decision in your lifetime. I forget how Roberts answered. I think he answered, oh, I'd never do that. Yet, you know, Verichip exists right now. You can go on eBay, buy one for $10, and program it to do whatever you like. It's just an RFID reader. So Joseph Biden also happens to know a lot more about 9/11 than he's letting on. People like the Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth and We Are Change have confronted him on several occasions. He's well aware of the program Able Danger, in which they actually found out about ADA and others, tried to bring that information to the FBI 70-plus times before 9/11, and they were ignored. Well, a lot of that had to do with the fact that two of these guys, Khalid al-Madar and I want to say it was Saeed al-Ghamdi, both lived with and rented from a known, tested FBI informant, and then later that FBI informant did not have to talk before Congress. Basically, his FBI handler said, no way. That is actually in Fabled Enemies. But another part in Fabled Enemies is the Pakistani funding of the hijackers. Now, for those who don't know, here's a little history lesson. The ISI, or Inter-Services Intelligence Agency over there, is the CIA, basically. It's their central intelligence organization. And guess who helped set it up in the 80s? Well, the CIA. So the CIA actually helped set up their intelligence services. And then later, it's a puppet government. Musharraf has been under the United States' thumb for years now. He used to be our enemy. Now he's our friend. Now he's leaving for some other puppet dictator. And they were caught funding Muhammad Atta. They had wired Atta $100,000 the day before the attack. Now, according to the 9/11 Commission, $500,000 to pull off the attack. This would have been one-fifth of the funding and a foreign government sponsor of 9/11. Now, we know that that is just impossible. There could not be any foreign government sponsors behind 9/11. Well, it looks like that $100,000 wire transfer did happen, and we have it in Fabled Enemies, and we're going to play that teaser for you guys right now. The Fabled Enemies teaser with Joseph Biden, it's about 2 minutes long, and he admits straight up it's classified. The ISI was helping fund it. All right, play it away.
7 Joe Biden, who had also met with the head of the Pakistani ISI, would have harsh words on the Senate floor.
And the word should go out to those who pretend that they wish to be our friends, that they're going to have to make some very difficult choices. Pakistan in particular is going to have to make a very difficult choice very soon. Words will not be sufficient. Actions will be demanded.
When Biden was confronted, he confirmed his meeting with Ahmed, saying Pakistani intelligence was indeed funding the Taliban.
In the days
following 9/11, you met with the head of Pakistani ISI, General Mohad Ahmed. It has since come to light that he ordered Saeed Sheikh to wire 100,000 miles from Muhammad Atta. Why was he allowed to go back to Pakistan, and why was he questioned, and why were you meeting with him?
I met with him to deliver a message that if he didn't stop supporting the Taliban, we would take him out.
Why did we let him go? We let him fly freely. We never investigated him. We never even looked into him.
Look, there's a thing called diplomatic passports. We did not arrest Khrushchev when he came.
But he financed the hijackers, and let him go, and he's free. He hijacked the hijackers.
No one knew he financed the hijackers.
It's wired.
They say, get deported.
He would later state that the information was indeed classified.
How did you know the ISI was helping the Taliban, sir? How did you know they're helping them up? Is it classified?
Oh, it's classified. All right, let's pull the clip. So there you have it. He's meeting with Ahmed prior to 9/11. Before it happens, he knows they're funding these guys. By the way, Senator Bob Graham and Porter Goss, the two guys that would lead the initial congressional investigation, would be meeting with that same guy on the morning of 9/11 in D.C. having breakfast with him. Okay. In the weeks before 9/11, he's meeting with George Tenet and the National Security Council. Weird. Never brought on charges. Nothing ever happens to the guy. All right, I got a couple minutes before the break, so let's take a caller. Let's take Kevin in Canada. Hopefully this works. Kevin, are you with me?
Yes, sir, I am. How you doing, Mr. Jason? I'm sorry I forgot your last name.
That's all right, man. What's on your mind?
I just want to say it's incredible that anyone's even bothering to look at this mystery report. I mean, it'd be nice if we could all investigate ourselves all the time. But, I mean, we need an independent body of some kind.
Well, we do have that independent body. I think Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth do a hell of a job. I think Stephen Jones has put the science out there. He's shown the molten metal pouring from World Trade Center 1 and 2 that could not be aluminum, that has to be either iron or steel or a combination of both. I think he's proven his thermite or thermate hypothesis beyond a reasonable doubt, too. I suspect that was what was used to cut those charges. I think we do have that, but they refuse to look at that evidence. So what are we to do but to talk to people like you and this large radio audience at KLBJ?
We even have that gentleman from MIT that came out with that great report.
Jeff King, are you talking about? I mean, he did that initially. I mean, Jeff King was one of the first guys to come out. I mean, we have MIT structural engineers. We have architects from all over the world. This is common knowledge in Europe, folks. So, I mean, I think we just have to keep pushing on, Kevin.
I agree. Keep up the fight, my friend. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Folks, Fabled Enemies drops September 1st. And you can see it in super high quality over at PrismPlanet.tv in DivX format. We encourage you to go check out Infowars.com and actually see Joseph Biden's New World Order speech. He didn't just write about it, folks. He talked about it. So we'll be back after this. I'm Jason Burma, subbing in for Alex Jones. He'll be live from the DNC. Sure.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word. Hangover. I know. As the makers of Drink and Mate Hangover Defense Tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get hangovers. Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days, well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drinkin' Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep. So you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkinmate.com. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. I think I like the Tool music a little bit better than this one, but yeah, I know. This is the Alex Jones Show. And Alex should be joining us shortly. We're trying to get him on the horn right now from the DNC. And boy, I can't wait. Fireworks at the DNC this year. Not only Rage Against the Machine going to be there speaking, along with people like Cynthia McKinney and, of course, Cindy Sheehan, who I hope wins Nancy Pelosi's seat in the House out in California. Sunny California, because it needs it. You know, she is no nonsense. I like her language. People can sit there and say what they will about her, but I promise you, she is out there to do the right thing. She is out there to challenge these people, and she's going to continue to challenge them. She knows 9/11 was an inside job. She's seen loose change. She's talked about the controlled demolition. She's just very media savvy. And we here at the InfoWars team wish her the best, and I really think she can win. By the way, Pelosi was the lead Democrat on that same initial congressional investigation that I was talking about that Graham and Goss had headed up. By the way, there is also 27 redacted pages in that document dealing with foreign government involvement in 9/11. Now, we just showed you a little snippet showing Pakistan being set up as the funding arm of the Taliban, their foreign government involvement. In another segment right now, we're going to show you another thing. We're going to show you Fabled Enemies Trailer 2, Israeli Operatives. And if we can bring that up, that will show you the ground teams that actually helped carry out 9/11. I mean, they were arrested, they were detained, they were found to be the largest spy network in the United States of all time. And it's just unbelievable. They failed polygraph tests. Some of them were members of Mossad. They were recording the first attack. But we will take it away with that clip right now.
Some American terrorism investigators fear certain suspects in the September 11th attacks may have managed to stay ahead of them.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
Whether it's because they are in intelligence services or what they were doing
I will defer to the Department of Justice and the FBI.
That there was a report on the George Washington Bridge that there had been a van stopped there that had explosives.
We have a suspect who's driven from stolen a van and then exploded.
Amdocs Limited, an Israeli-based private telecommunications company. It is virtually impossible to make a call on normal phones without generating an Amdocs record of it.
It quickly unraveled to be the largest foreign spy ring ever uncovered inside the United States, the largest.
Documents say they, quote, targeted and penetrated military bases, the DEA, FBI, and dozens of other government facilities.
There's one big elephant in the living room. It is the relationship between the United States of America and the State of Israel.
What about this question of advanced knowledge of what was going to happen on 9/11?
Well, it's very explosive information, obviously. A bigger question, they say, is how could they not have known?
All right, folks, there it is, Fabled Enemies, again, dropping on September 1st, and we go into that Israeli connection. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They had exploding vans that day. They had people filming the attacks prior to them happening. Yes, they were involved. All right, let's take another caller. Let's go to Charles in California. Charles, you're on the air.
Okay. Hey, man, how you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
I just wanted to talk about how he was basically saying how it's the first building to collapse from fire, and it was a progressive collapse. Did he say that?
Yes, he did. And he also, if you read the report, they don't talk about it in the press conference, but it was hundreds of degrees below what they would have expected for these beams to become unstable.
Of course, but yeah, the collapse was wasn't it like 10 seconds or something like that?
It was under 7.
Right. So yeah, that's progressive right there, but it's just real normal with all these attacks and the MSG and the food, but you know, just keep going and everything, and I'm going to order the film.
Excellent. Well, make copies, man. The real thing isn't just ordering the film, although that does help support us. The real deal
is, absolutely,
and I thank you for that. But the real deal is to get 5 or 6 people who have no idea about this information to sit down and watch it with you and see the looks on their faces. And hopefully we get another Charles in California who's not only going to buy the DVDs but make copies and hand them out to other people. All right.
Definitely. All right. Take care, man.
Thanks, man. And without further ado, we have the one, the only, Alex Jones, straight from the DNC in Denver. Alex, how are you, sir?
Hey, Jason. Yeah, we just got to Denver, and the reason we're here reporting all week long on the Sunday show and throughout the week is because the true government of the United States, the shadow government, the military-industrial complex that took the United States over in 1947 under the National Security Act, has put the country under full martial law. Of course, with the introduction of NORTHCOM that's based in Colorado Springs and, of course, in Denver. So we're there for that. And to show how here you have the real government. Congress isn't even allowed to look at their operations, though that's unconstitutional. Congress is co-equal. Sitting next to the DNC, which is all part of this theater to sell the people that Barack Obama and Joe Biden actually run something or that their vote really counts at a presidential level, when the policies of John McCain and, of course, Barack Obama are identical. And so they're going to use this event as a promotion of the police state, a promotion of the idea that protesting's bad. We've caught the police, the feds, many times hiring provocateurs. We're going to be there this week covering that, documenting that. We've caught them many times. We'll see if we catch them again. We pray that our presence here and others' presence here looking for police provocateurs will stop them from doing it. For those that don't know what that is out there who are new listeners, for hundreds of years, really going back thousands, if the king or the nobles or the corrupt government want to round up the peaceful protesters or basically put people in free speech zones or fire at the public with rubber bullets to discourage them from ever demonstrating or protesting or having their voices heard, they will hire police or others or criminals to attack other police so that they can then put in the press that the actions of the police were well-founded and, basically were a good thing to do because the public's bad. So basically we've seen a long-term demonization of demonstrations, protests. A couple weeks ago, they lied. The Denver police said there is no emergency FEMA camp to round people up and put them in, like they did in 99 in Seattle with provocateurs starting the fire, like they did in so many other major cities for other big events like the World Trade Organization or past Republican and Democratic conventions. And sure enough, they were caught lying. A huge facility that holds around 5,000 people And I'm going to be going there tonight and then again in the morning live on the show when you're sitting in. We're going to be calling in. We're also going to be streaming live video up on Infowars.com while all that is happening so that they can't basically tase us, beat us, attack us, and then capture our video cameras and claim that, you know, we had actually attacked them. We're going to be there peacefully documenting and covering what's going on there. They've got the microwave guns. They've got the sound cannons. This is going to be one of the biggest conventions of either party really since the 60s. Why is this so contentious? Well, because the Democrats were sent to Congress with a mandate of over 90% of the Democrats who were polled said that they, you know, had this big sweep, including all these Republicans that crossed over and voted for Democrats 2 years ago at the last election. They did that because they wanted to force the Democrats out of Iraq, out of Afghanistan, and to not attack Iran. So we've actually seen the opposite here now with Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them. Now seeing Barack Obama come out with this pro-war, you know, pro-invasion of Pakistan and other countries line. And so you're a lot of Americans here, Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, libertarian, freedom lovers who love peace and hate war and hate this empire and who want our republic back. And you're going to have an establishment trying to demonize them by hiring thugs or having the police dress as thugs to attack police in front of the cameras to, again, demonize the public. So that's the bottom line. We've gotten here safely to Denver. We drove in with the V, me and the crew, and I appreciate you sitting in, Jason. You're doing a fabulous job, and I'll be calling you tomorrow with a detailed report from the FEMA camp.
I can't wait, Alex, and I'd just like to point out that you highlight the WTO and the thing in Seattle in your Police State series where they literally hired provocateurs to throw paint on people, destroy cameras, destroy property, and then hold them up under federal money so that they could declare martial law and not even let people walk away with buttons on. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be back after this. Yeah, is he going to stay on?
How much longer will you ignore the warning signs?
How much longer?
How much longer will you turn away like a blind man?
How much longer?
The choice of life or death, abundance or starvation is made today.
Do you have a long-term food solution?
Go to survivalistseeds.com. Now, for the first time, Survivalist Seeds is offering a single person 7-year heirloom seed supply, 3,000 seeds with 12 specially selected varieties, giving you 1,000 pounds of food for only $65.
This is a limited offer.
Just $65 for a 7-year heirloom seed supply, only from survivalistseeds.com.
Family size still available at survivalistseeds.com.
Patriots prepare.
Patriots prepare.
Slaves hesitate.
Soon we'll know which one you are. You have no more excuses.
You have no more excuses.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Here I am at a gathering of friends, minding my own business, when one of our buddies, Bob, walks up to me, very concerned, and he says, "Wow, have you seen the gasoline prices lately?" And I said, "Oh, of course. Woo, they're high." He says, "Yeah." He says, "What am I going to do? I've got a truck. There's no way that anybody's going to buy my truck in this market. I really need the truck for my job. It uses more gas than I can afford. I've got to find a way to come up with some extra money. I got a wife with 4 kids at home. I don't know what to do." I said, "Bob, relax. I know what to do. Call eFoodsDirect.com or go up on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. They will deliver food, really good, high-quality, nutritional, delicious food to your door now, right there in front of your house, for about half the price that you were paying for groceries last year. You can take the savings from that, offset the cost of your fuel, and use it to buy more inexpensive food to hedge against tomorrow's increasing food prices. Why don't you do that, Bob?" He said, "eFoodsDirect.com." I said, "Yep, call them at 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Do it now.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's what I'm talking about, a little bit of Rage Against the Machine. They're going to be at the DNC. Last time they were at a political event, by the way, folks, the rubber bullets did start flying. It was down in L.A. I believe it was the 2000 election. They put it in one of their music videos. We don't want to see the rubber bullets fly, but they sure did prepare for it. Not only the rubber bullets, but the microwave weapons. They did the black helicopters thing. You don't believe me? Go over to loosechange911.com. Check out the blogs. Check out some of the archives. Literally black helicopters dropping American flags and glow sticks in preparation for the DNC. So get ready. And, you know, I know that Rage is going to blow the roof off the joint. I can't wait. I can't wait to sub in for Jones. Jones is going to be calling in. And I thought I'd take this little opportunity to try to make the kids understand that the New World Order does indeed exist, that Saakashvili, the Georgian president, and we're not talking about Georgia the state, folks. That's not where the conflict's at. It's up by Russia, South Ossetia. While they snuck attacked the South Ossetians, basically what amounted to an attempt at ethnic cleansing, and the Russians came in to stop it. Now, we're going to play that clip of a 12-year-old girl telling you that on Fox News after we play Saakashvili slipping up and admitting that he's pro-New World Order. It'll take a couple minutes of his banter with Glenn Beck. I will say this, he is a good speaker. He sounds like, oh, we're for freedom and democracy. This is the new republic. Oh, yeah, by the way, this is about the future of Europe and the New World Order. All right, let's play the clip.
Continuing my conversation now with the president of Georgia, Mikhail Saakashvili. Mr. President, quickly, if we can, you speak very frankly and say things. I was listening to you in the last few minutes, and you don't hear a politician speak the way you do in America. You just lay all your cards down on the table. This is you a couple of days ago under flak jackets. You're being targeted. Now you're standing on an open roof. Do you believe that this will end, Russia will end, if you are dead?
Well, you know, it's not the fact that I was targeted. My people has been targeted, and I couldn't care less whether I was targeted. The worst thing was that I was standing there with my people. They were bombed, and I was just targeted like them. And as elected president, officially in charge of their protection, I couldn't do anything about it. But the point here is, It's not about me. It's about the idea of freedom. It's about the future of the whole region. It's about the future of Europe and a new world order.
It doesn't exist. I mean, just powerful men like Saakashvili really talk about it like it's the best thing since breakfast, but apparently it's not a real thing. All right, let's cue up the clip of the 12-year-old girl from the United States. She's in South Ossetia, and guess what? It was the Georgian troops that attacked with Israeli and U.S. special forces. Who knew? And they cut her right off. We got that clip ready? All right, let's play it.
There are thousands of people who have been displaced as a result of the war in Georgia. Tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands, if you believe reports. Among the unfortunate civilians caught in the crossfire in this conflict, a 12-year-old girl from outside San Francisco, Amanda Kokoyeva, was in South Ossetia for a month and a half long visit with her relatives. She was with family members in a cafe, and all of a sudden, bombs were falling outside. A 12-year-old girl. She spent the night in her uncle's basement. She was able to flee to Russia, flee to the north, catch a flight home from Moscow. With us now, Amanda Kokoyeva and her aunt Laura, live with us from our San Francisco bureau. It's great to see you. Welcome home.
Thank you.
I cannot even imagine sitting in a cafe and bombs start falling. I mean, I've been to wars where that happens, but when you were there, there wasn't really a war happening. It started when you were there. Describe for us what that was like.
It was really scary. I didn't know what was happening. We were just sitting normally, and everybody from outside started running in, and it was just so scary.
Where did you go? What did you do?
We called my uncle on the restaurant house phone because our cell phones weren't working. And so we called him, and he came to pick us up and drove us to his house. We ended up spending the night in the basement.
Were there bombs falling all the while?
I didn't see any. But before I say anything else, I just want to say that I was running from Georgian troops bombing our city, not Russian troops. I want to say thank you to the Russian troops that were helping us out.
Thank you to the Russian troops.
Where is your family now, and how are they?
All right. I mean, do we really need to even argue? Let me tell you how it went down. All right? NATO has encompassed Russia. All right? Georgia has been a puppet of our Western establishment for a while now, okay? We started moving in heavy weapons equipment and radar systems into that country. Then we started running drills there, okay? The Russians got hip to this. They started running their own drills in the anticipation that the United States was going to attack them, okay? The United States did attack them. They attacked South Ossetia, which is quote-unquote a disputed region, all right? They went in there to save lives and to defend their Russian sovereignty, and they are made out to be the demons. Listen, I'm no fan of Russia. I'm no fan of the FSB, the KGB guy, Putin. I don't like him. But at the same time, he is a nationalist. He doesn't seem to want this global order, and he was just reacting to being attacked. Now, on a side note, before I take another caller, I would like to point out that somehow, magically, Tom Clancy, who does all these novels and video games, in 2001, you can go check it out yourself, puts out a game called Ghost Recon. How does the storyline go? Well, in 2008, in April, I'll give it to him, it was in April of 2008, the evil Russians attack South Ossetia, and the good guy U.S. Special Forces, with the help of Georgians, go in then and fight back, and all of a sudden we have this global conflict, and it results in the restructuring of Russia. I pray to God that is not what is about to happen. I pray to God this does not blow up into some crazy global conflict. But could it? You bet it could. You bet it could. All right. Let's run to Tommy in Michigan. Tommy, you're on the air.
Hey, Jason. Pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, man. What's on your mind?
Hey, you know, I'm all about life, and I don't want to dwell on death, but this is the one-year anniversary of losing a great patriot and the person who's in the forefront of the truth movement, or was, and that was Aaron Russo. He died 1 year ago today.
A great man.
I'd just like to encourage everybody, if they haven't seen America, Freedom to Fascism, go on Google Video, watch it, go to InfoWars or whatever and download it, copy it, pass it around, and make sure you watch the interview that Alex did with him. If you put in the search engine historic interview with Aaron Russo, it'll come up, or it'll come up as part of the movie package, you know, as a related video. Mm-hmm. And you know, personally, I'm a Christian, so there's a lot of people in the truth movement who, just because of my beliefs, I'm not going to stand next to. Their music's a bit vulgar and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
There are more important things to save the country than petty differences. Those, to me, are big differences. I think truth needs to be delivered by the right people, so I'm just speaking to Christians now. We need to pray that the truth gets out there in God's will, and the people that maybe we don't agree with or are doing it a different way, pray for their safety as well. Because on the other side of this, like Aaron Russo said, the first thing we got to do is the Federal Reserve System has to be shut down, or nothing else is going to matter, because we're so close to the point of no return now that all this other stuff, peripheral stuff, the pop culture stuff about these personalities on TV, you know, even the thing with Shep Smith interviewing that little girl, it's all little snippets. It's all designed to hypnotize and distract. That Federal Reserve System and the world bankers, they're just laughing and licking their chops. They could care less if you stand in the street and get hit with a rubber bullet. We need to stop that system, and people like Ron Paul are going to have to cross over a line at some point and say, you know what, my political career, maybe not him with all things he's going out with his wife, but it has to be done.
Maybe it's Jesse Ventura. I mean, he's going to be speaking at that event in Minnesota, the other convention across from the Republican convention. And I totally agree. I thank you for reminding me that, you know, this is the one-year anniversary of Aaron Russo's death. Aaron Russo was a friend of mine. He got me press passes into the Republican debates last summer. And America Freedom of Fascism is a great piece of work. I thank you for the call. If you are into the torrent scene, it's actually the top torrent still, America Freedom of Fascism, over at btjunkie.org. And if you haven't seen America Freedom of Fascism, it not only breaks down the Federal Reserve banking system, it not only breaks down basically how they are trying to build this North American Union and, quote-unquote, this world government, but it also gets into RFID chips and a lot of other important material. Aaron Russo is quite the hero in my eyes, and, I mean, he's a Hollywood guy that was behind the comedy Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd, a very enjoyable picture that kind of takes on Wall Street, you know, and these preconceived notions about it and how it works. And, you know, these guys are criminals on a separate level. And it's very scary. So, yeah, big ups to Aaron Russo. May God rest his soul. I really hope that we can spread this message. That's another video that you can get for cheap, burn onto DVD, and hand out to other people. It's up to us. We have to be a collective. I hope you join me for the second hour. This is KLBJ 590, and you can check out all the info over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Fabled Enemies coming at you September 1st. Get ready.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.